You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, we're continuing on. Biblical law. Is it legal to perform animal sacrifices? That's where we're heading. But before we get there, let's take a look at 1 Corinthians 15:3. We covered that in the last show. I want to reemphasize this. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture. So Jesus died. He was sacrificed because of our sins. So, the 800-pound gorilla in the room. Here's the question. Is it legal to perform an animal sacrifice today? Leviticus 17:3. Let me answer with the answer first. No. Let me tell you why. Here's what people don't understand. They say, well, no, it's not right. It's not legal. It's not required. It's not, it would go against God's will because Jesus is the sacrifice and he died. The law requiring sacrifice for sin is still valid. The fact that Jesus had to die for my sins and your sins proves that. So the law today is still valid. Why can't you do sacrifices for other sin? Leviticus 17:3. Whatever man of the house of Israel who kills a ox or a lamb or a goat in the camp or who kills it outside the camp and does not bring it to the door of the tabernacle of meeting to offer an offering to the Lord before the tabernacle of the Lord, the guilt of bloodshed shall be imputed to that man. He has shed blood, and that man shall be cut off from among his people. So if you do an animal sacrifice for sin or for anything, and you don't bring inside the camp, outside the camp, doesn't matter where, and you don't bring it to the door of the tabernacle of meeting to offer an offering to the Lord before the tabernacle of the Lord, you're cut off. You're excommunicated. You're thrown out. You're out of the game. That is the reason why it is impossible. It is illegal. I shouldn't say impossible. You could do it. But it'd be illegal and against God's law to offer animal sacrifices. There's no tabernacle. You can't bring that offering. Verse 5, to the end that the children of Israel may bring the sacrifices which they offer in the open field, then that they may bring them to the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of meeting to the priest and to offer them as peace offerings to the Lord. There's no priesthood today. There's no tabernacle today. Verse 6, and the priest shall sprinkle the blood on the altar of the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of meeting, and burn the fat for a sweet aroma to the Lord. They shall no more offer their sacrifice to demons after whom they have played the harlot. It shall be a statute forever to them throughout their generations. In other words, that's forever, still going today. Verse 8, also you shall say to them, whatever man of the house of Israel or the strangers who dwell among you, who offers a burnt offering or sacrifice and does not bring it to the door of the tabernacle of meeting to offer it to the Lord, that man shall be cut off from his people. That is why you can't do it today. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath. Time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.